Good morning and welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You're tuned into the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Well, hello, I'm back. I have to tell you, I missed all of you just hosting and being there. However, I did not go out to the beach or somewhere. I was listening in on the program. I wasn't hosting, of course, and we had a wonderful sister Christine LeMay to take the lead for us for 2 days or so while I was just resting my body and my voice. And it was very, very beneficial. I want to thank Sister Christine for doing a wonderful job. I can tell she's an excellent student. And I want to thank you for being on live with her and being supportive. And above all, praying for myself. I tell you, on yesterday, I was kind of out of it the day before, which was would have been Monday. And but yesterday, while I was listening in, I could tell you I felt the prayers and I sensed the presence of God powerfully in the midst as you all lifted up the prayer requests before the Lord. I tell you, it was I felt I was in a great place being able to sense the presence of God as you all prayed. I want you to know that you're making a difference. Those prayers were dynamic, they were authentic, and I believe they reached heaven. They penetrated the second heaven and reached the third heaven where the Lord is. So I thank God for raising me up, making me feel well. On Monday, I was just, I pushed it to the 11th hour trying to see if I would still make it. But I realized it would be better for me to sit out, get the rest, and get myself back in shape. And then yesterday, I felt much better. And then today is my birthday. Well, I do not hear the fireworks.
Happy
what is
birthday.
Going on? praise the Lord. I am. And this is a little different for me because usually I don't remember
more
when the actual day comes. I remember maybe even 3-4 days before. Then it comes and it sneaks up on me. And that didn't happen today. I woke up realizing that this is the day that the Lord has made. And of course, I'm rejoicing in it. I thank God for my health and strength and more and above all, the fact that I'm living in Him and
yes.
He in me. And, oh my goodness, my heart's filled with joy. I thank God for the opportunity of seeing another birthday. And I'm sure He has more for me. I really believe that. But right now, I thank Him for what is and what I have right now. And look in faith to what He's yet going to do and what it is going to be yet, but I thank God. And if there's anyone who is as blessed as I am and as fortunate as I am to have this day be your birthday, well, I want to say to you, happy birthday. And you know I can feel you, and you can feel me because we're having a birthday. Wherever you are, whether you're in our region or in some other nation, somewhere around the world, God bless you. And if it's tomorrow, God bless you. If it was yesterday, God bless you. And I know folk that had birthdays on yesterday, and there's some that I know of that are on their way. So I just feel like worshiping the Lord today. But before we go any further, let's just do that. Let's just give him some praise and thank him for who he is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
offering, all the prayers, all the prayers, petitions. Yeah, that is.
Hallelujah.
Enter his presence. Fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your matchless name.
Hallelujah.
I'll take the privilege. Today is my birthday, so I can do what I want to do. No, actually, I want to thank you for enriching my life with your presence and your sacrifice, all of you, each and every one of you, for enriching my life. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here at this moment and in your midst. And I want to thank you for your prayers for myself and Elizabeth, and for just being bold and strong and being friends of God. And that we are encouraged by who you are and who you're being. So that's my birthday blessing on you, if you will. I just thank God for you. I just thank God for you. Well, let's take up our prayer target for today. On yesterday, I received word that someone that we had just got to know in August, a wonderful young lady, that she passed. We don't have the details. And everyone that, including ourselves, are in shock because we were just with her back in August at a wedding. And so I did get a chance to meet her. She was one of the bridesmaids in the wedding, and she was, I believe she's just 37. And we believe that, from what I'm hearing, that she took her own life. That's what I'm hearing. I'm not sure about the details or anything. But we are extremely saddened by that. And I want to suggest that we pray for, her name was Janine, and we want to pray for her family. We also want to pray for the Reed family. And Kelly Reed, well, she's not Reed now, she's Walker. But Kelly was her best friend, and it was Kelly that called me yesterday. And Kelly's, she was considered to be family in Kelly's family. And of course, Kelly is now Kelly Walker. And so I spoke with her husband, Mike Walker, on yesterday, and we were all shocked. Don't know what to make of this, but we're shocked to our core, because she was a wonderful young baby. And but we do know that she, you know, had recovered. God had done a wonderful work of delivering her from a stroke that she had had a few years ago and all of that. And she worked for the state probation department in the New Jersey, in the city of East Orange. So we want to pray for them right now. Let's get very focused and specific on that. I just cannot imagine the amount of pain one must feel that they've come to the place where they decided to take their life. I can't imagine what that is. I just can't. And we can speculate, but there has to be God. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up Janine's family right now in the name of Jesus. Who, I cannot imagine what they must feel. I cannot imagine how distraught they are over losing their loved one. But Father, we ask as one mind and one person right now, in unity, we ask that you would strengthen them. We ask that you would comfort them. Send your Holy Spirit. Let your presence charge the atmosphere around them. Let them sense and feel the warmth of your love. Cause them to have a peace that even they don't understand, because it comes from you.
Yes.
Touch their lives right now, as they seek to come to themselves and to wrap their minds around this tragedy. Help them. Help them. Help Kelly, her best friend.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Help her, strengthen her on this day.
Yes,
even as she tries to function normally, strengthen her. In the name of Jesus, we send peace. We send strength.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Wrap your
warmth and love around
you, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let her feel, know that you're close.
Yes,
we pray for Kelly's family, who also had embraced Janine. Bless them with peace and comfort right now, even as their hearts ache. Bless Mike Walker. Bless him as well. Bless them all with peace and your love right now. Cause them to be able to function and stand in the midst of great grief. Let them know that you're there for them, Lord, in a mighty way. You do it in your own way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
and amen. I know that some of you were at that wedding, and if you had a chance to meet her and met her, I'm sharing this information with you. I know Kelly did text me with the complete information. I know the funeral, the homegoing, is this Saturday, and I believe it's going to be in Somerset or somewhere. I have the complete details. Maybe I can look it up right now, and this is what I'm doing, because she did text me the information, but I did not get into detail, look at it in a detailed manner. But I have the text up in front of me now. Her last name is Pearson, Ian Pearson, and the funeral would be at Clayton Curry Funeral Home, 428 Elizabeth Avenue, Somerset. And the viewing is at 8:30 until 10:30, and then the funeral starts at 10:30 and goes until 12. She will be laid to rest at Graceland Cemetery at 1 p.m., and then there is a repast and all of that. There's an answering service established for info, and it's 732-469-3300. That's 732-469-3300. So that's in general the information concerning the funeral for Janine Pearson on Saturday. The viewing begins at 8:30, goes to 10:30, and then the funeral is at 10:30, goes to 12. Okay, thank you for joining us in that prayer. What would we do without the Lord? Because there's nothing that we could do other than to turn to Him and call on His mercy and His grace and His help, and that's what we've done, and we're doing that. So thank you for joining us on that. I want us to continue to pray for Tammy.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's on. She may be on. I don't know. But we want to continue to pray for her. She's a new convert. God is at work in her life. And we want to continue to hold her up in prayer that she would be strengthened. She's just like a baby, just learning to walk. And it's amazing. I saw her yesterday. She was at her office again yesterday. And she's learning how to walk. She says she's a little bit scared. I said, well, that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm sure a child learning to walk, if I remember when I was trying. In fact, I never learned to walk. I just was born walking. There is some anxiety and fear.
Come out, you really grown up already.
Yes. I'm very special, especially on today. But so let's pray for Janine. Tammy. Father, we ask right now that you would bless Tammy. You would touch her, continue to strengthen her in her spirit, in her mind, her soul, her body. Continue to cause your peace to remain and overflow and surround her. Continue, Lord, to grow her faith every day, little by little, as she learns how to depend on you and to trust you completely. Bless her, Lord. Give her an extraordinary boldness, along with a hunger and thirst for righteousness, and a boldness that would not quit. She would not be restrained, because you've given her boldness, holy boldness, in the name of Jesus. You've given her strength, and you've taken away fear and given her love.
Love and peace.
A sound in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
okay. We still have, fortunately, for us and for all the earth, that the King, Jesus Christ, the Father of the Son, there on the throne. And heaven is open for business.
Hallelujah.
While the government is shut down and the leaders are haggling. We want to pray for that situation right now. Because the longer it goes, the deeper it penetrates and affects in terms of individual persons' lives. So God has to intervene and bring some sense to
yes,
this situation.
Lord. Yes,
bring
Lord.
Some humility to the leaders in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that your doors are always open. You don't need a continuing resolution in order to conduct the daily business of ruling over the nations, providing for those that you've created, supplying all our needs, being God, the only God, Creator, the God who is, who was, is, and is to come. Revelations 1:8. You're there. There wasn't a time that you weren't there. You were the great I am.
Yes,
and so it's because of you that we have this opportunity today to petition and intercede on behalf of the government, all its affairs, and the leaders associated with it, that some sanity would come in the name of Jesus. And that the doors would be permitted to be opened, the doors of rule in this nation, the doors of government, in the name of Jesus. And that anxiety would be reduced on behalf of those that are now fearful and anxious as to what's going to happen to their daily lives. And those things that they depended on and even took for granted. Now, Father, we know that the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. And on behalf of our nation, we rebuke the strategies, the plot of Satan, even now, that there would be continued protection by your angels, that they surround this nation in safety and security in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And that the doors of government will be open. The leaders will come to compromise on behalf of the greater good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Our time
is winding
you.
Up.
Hallelujah.
I just want to leave. I want us to part with this prayer. You know, in the city of Newark, where we are, there is a tremendous battle of the darkness against the light. There's wickedness that are flooding the streets. I was speaking with Michael Walker, who is a police officer, and he can't even get to church. They're working them round the clock, trying to stand against the tide of wickedness. Father, now in the name of Jesus, you've given us authority to speak and to stand. And we stand against right now forces of darkness, the prince demon and prince demons. We cancel their orders, cancel their assignment that was given to them. And Father, we close the door to the evil and to the darkness and to the wickedness in the name of Jesus. We open the city of Newark to the King of Glory, because, Lord, it belongs to you. And we curse the darkness in the name of Jesus. And we pray for protection for every citizen, for every law enforcement person in Jesus' name. as we hold our business normally, as we should, protect those that are on the front lines in this battle, in the name of Jesus. Put down the adversary. Ask him, I command him to stay down and to leave.
In the name of Jesus'
name we pray.
In the mighty name
amen.
Of Jesus.
And
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless
amen.
You. I'm glad to be back. Once again, I want to thank Sister Christine and Ray for sitting in with us and helping us out. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Spread the word of the great things that God is doing and that he's answering prayer.
Amen.
Please
bring
a prayer report, bring an update on some of the people that we've prayed for, and it will encourage your heart. Amen. God bless you today.
God bless you.
Amen. Victory,
amen.
Victory is ours.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Who is our God?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory.
Linda, good morning. Linda. Linda, can you hear me? Linda, are you there? Linda, are you there? Sobri trying to get you. Okay. Are you there?